We got this text in. We don't know who it's from. So here is your answer. How do bats know it's night? Because they live in dark caves. Brilliant question. The answer is it's all down to the body clock. As mammals, we humans are diurnal. We're active in the daytime, but we have in our brains a circadian clock. It's called the suprachiasmatic nucleus that keeps time. It's a few thousand nerve cells, maybe 20,000 nerve cells, that are all interconnected, and they're running a genetic program that works a bit like a molecular domino effect. So one gene turns on, it then turns on another gene, which turns on a third gene, and that third gene feeds back and turns off the first gene, and so on. And this molecular clockwork takes about 24 hours to go around a complete cycle. And as it goes around the complete cycle, it's activating the cell in different ways. So these nerve cells become more or less active, and they secrete various hormones into the bloodstream, and they go round the body and inform all of the tissues in the body that have their own body clocks what time it is. So you have this master clock in your head, and you have these other slave clocks, if you like, in every cell in your body. And that's how your tissues know what time of day it is. And jet lag is all about a disparity between when you really should be getting up and when your body is actually thinking it should be getting up. And you reset that body clock, your brain, suprachiasmatic nucleus, because there is a feed from the retina, your eye, have a very special set of nerve cells called ganglion cells at the back of the eye that can detect blue light, and they send signals into this body clock to reset it so that your body clock is in sync with when it's getting light and when it's getting dark. That's why you can get over jet lag. But some animals, rather than us who get up when it's light, some animals have reversed their response to their body clock. So when it gets light, they go to bed, and when it gets dark, they wake up. And they have all the same hormone signals that we do, they just respond to them in a different way. And mice are the same. Mice are nocturnal, so they go to sleep when it gets light and they wake up when it gets dark, and this is to avoid predation. And bats come out at nighttime as slaves to their body clocks, and so they're actually using this very ancestral deep body clock inside their brain to work out what time it is. You're listening to The Naked Scientists. We're answering your science questions. It's Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Dominic Ford. Any question goes, just send them in. chris@thenakedscientists.com is our email address. Scribble on Facebook, we've got a Facebook page, or send us a tweet at Naked Scientists. You can tweet us.